The meeting started off with the agenda rundown with no surprises, and as scheduled, the Treasure Hill applicants gave their presentation that did not include a 3D sketch by their planner, Steve Perkins. Perkins asked the commissioners to hold all questions until his presentation, which lasted about 40 minutes, was over. Before going over the history of the project, Perkins said that Treasure Hill is the most challenging and complex project he's ever worked on. He later says the Woodruff drawings were preliminary in nature. They were neither approved nor preferred. Perkins says he has to clear the air and says the information from back in 2009 showed minimal excavation and that though they corrected it, it was not reflected in the Planning Commission's records. Once the meeting was open for public comment, attorney Charles Stormont approached the podium and spoke on behalf of several locals who have concerns regarding size and density. Stormont said that the applicant is asking for more than 37,000 additional square feet, which would add to the already significant amount of excavation the applicants are requesting. He said the applicants are trying to increase the size of the project and asked the Planning Commission to keep it to the original specifications that were approved in 1986. Kyra Parkhurst had several concerns. One of those is that the Woodruff design doesn't show the cuts into the mountain that the applicants are now proposing. She doesn't think it is fair to cut away the mountain in order to accommodate such a large building. More concerns expressed by others were about the chemicals emitted from the machinery that will be used for construction are seeds for cancer, as they called them, and that they are more toxic than the lead that's in the ground that they want to excavate. In the end, the commissioners corrected the public, who were claiming that the staff approved something, is not correct. They noted that the staff's job is not to approve things and asked the public to be careful with their language. They also told the applicant that the Woodruff drawings were not sketches, but drawings that were drawn out in great detail and don't include the use of cliffscapes. The project started 30 years ago, but it's not the Planning Commission who controls that. Adam Strong is the chair for the Planning Commission, and he told KPCW that the ball is in the applicant's court.
They've submitted their applications. We've set out a timeline that we think is realistic, but, you know, under the Utah code, they can always pull the ripcord, so to speak, and we are required to make a decision in 45 days. As soon as they invoke that provision in the code, we have 45 days and our decision comes.
The next scheduled meeting is for November 9th at that MARSAC building. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.